Hi, this is Jim Trella. In addition to being the host of this podcast, I'm also an employee of General Motors. The opinions expressed during this podcast are those of the host and any guests, and not the opinions of General Motors. Welcome to the Art of Grateful Leadership podcast. Today we have a special podcast host, Susan Parente. I interviewed her in September of 2018 for the podcast, and she wanted to share some of her experiences with you, the Art of Grateful Leadership listeners. Let's listen to Susan as she tells us about her perfect place to acknowledge and challenges all of us to find our own personal perfect place to acknowledge.
Have you ever wondered where the perfect place for acknowledgement could be? I was recently in the hospital, unfortunately visiting my father who had pneumonia. While I was there, I realized that the hospital is a perfect place for acknowledgement. Firstly, I want to share that my almost 91-year-old father is now doing much better. During my visits to my dad, I watched the hustle and bustle of people in the hospital and became very present to gratefulness and acknowledgement. It turns out that the hospital is a great place, maybe the perfect place, to practice acknowledgement. Sure, it's easy to say thank you to the constant flood of nurses, social workers, and other assistants that come in and out of my dad's room. That's recognition. But what about acknowledging people for their dedication to wellness? These people have chosen a career to help others. They've dedicated themselves to this. It's rather easy to be complacent to this, and even unhappy when a loved one is in the hospital. We can be critical of the service they receive. It can take some effort, energy, and even love to acknowledge everything that people do throughout the day and every day in hospitals across the country and around the world. I'm so incredibly grateful to everyone in the hospital who supported my dad. Everyone from the valet parking attendants, check-in receptionists, security guards, social workers, janitors, RNs, LPNs, PCAs, and many other professionals with acronyms, which I don't know the meaning of. My gratefulness for all of them is so overwhelming that it chokes me up, even now as I talk about it. As a professor, I'm used to challenging my students, so my challenge to you is to inquire, where is there a great place for grateful acknowledgement in your life? To me, the hospital seems like the perfect place for acknowledgement, but I'm sure there are many other perfect places. Please feel free to share your perfect place for acknowledgement with me and your story behind your gratefulness. Please contact me at susan.parente, P as in Paul, A-R-E-N-T-E, at IAL.com. In closing, I acknowledge you for your time to listen to my story and be present to my gratefulness. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I know that an author is not an author unless they have an audience. I acknowledge you for listening to my story as you make me an author and allow me to contribute to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.